HKXS Mobile listening.
For HKX. Afternoon, Dave.
Is that what it is? I died and got reborn. And we were doing an install today in an attic, and I lost my third man. He took sick. So we got to a certain point, and I had to cut him loose, and me and Jimmy finished it up just now.
So rough toting all that stuff up into the attic.
It was just, you know, it's definitely a three-person job.
Done. It's over with. And now you got to, I'm sure you got to finish the little knick-knack stuff up, but other than that, it should be, the heavy lifting's over with.
Oh, yeah, we're done. We're out of there. Just left it. It's running good. I'm going to go back in a couple of days and do a follow-up, and then she's done.
Running the route, and then took the truck down to have some tires rotated and the front end alignment, and now I'm sitting over here to Blue Beacon waiting to get the truck cleaned up.
Oh, Streaking Beacon? Where is there one around here?
Duncan.
What was it, 101 there? And 85?
5 and 290.
That's right. Yes.
Since I was down this way, I might as well go ahead and slide in here and get it cleaned up.
Turn around, the road's closed. Jesus. The sign until the road was actually closed. I got to turn around.
Connecting.
Unbelievable. No detour signs or anything. Unbelievable.
Did he find a house down here yet?
He's trying. I put him in touch with a financing company down here. They were trying to use a New York company. I said, no. Don't do that. I turned him on to my financing, my loan company, Prime Lending. Because there is no early payoff penalty. Nothing. Oh, yeah. Good one. That's who I use, because I paid my house off in, like, 3 months. You know, we sold our house, we sold my mom's house, and once mom's house sold, bam, we paid ours off.
And that retired life, right?
Yeah, right, sure.
Didn't sound like you were enjoying it.
I'm enjoying my working life, not my retired life. I'd hope to be in better condition, but unfortunately, the way my investment plan is going, it lost a lot of money this year.
There are a lot of people that have lost a lot of money this year.
I'm happy about it, but what are you going to do?
So if it comes back next year, or within the next couple of years anyway.
Protected to a point, but still, you know, I hate to see the money go down. You know, because I draw an income off of it, and, you know, I have to keep working now.
Need to do.
Install Thursday, and then they got to go look at another job while Jimmy's out of town. And another install. 2 weeks.
It's time to be retired.
I know. I can't play radio. Well, all this money I'm making, I can spend on radios now. Or guitars. Well, I bought a guitar a couple of months ago. I think I'm good with that.
You have more of guitars or radios?
I got 10 guitars, only 3 radios.
Only use one at a time of either one of them.
One thing I tell my wife, I said, each guitar has a different tone, a different purpose, different pickups in it. They sound different. You know, it doesn't have to roll Les Paul, they sound different.
And each radio's got a different use, too. I get it. I'm just giving you a hard time.
And I take that back, I got 4 radios.
Quite a few in the short time I've been doing it, let's put it that way.
How many you got?
4 HFs.
My 7000, which I'm talking on here, I got my 706 at the house, my TS450, and I finally set up the 2730 dual bander in my wife's car, so normally when we go, you know, go bopping around town, we take her car because she's better on gas.
She didn't let me put one in her car yet, so I'm still delegated to an HT when I take it.
Buy a magnet mount, put it on top of the car, and say, honey, it will not scratch the paint. And let it go.
Problem. She would know it if it did anyway. She wouldn't know it if it scratched the paint anyway. She's too short to see the roof.
Oh. Oh. Oh, man. You better hope she's not listening.
I'm not listening. That's why I can say that. Nah, I would say it to her. But I did have her. She was going to take Gary's class, but she can't do it on a Wednesday night. So I had her convinced to go get her license.
Is she going to take the test?
She can take the Wednesday night class for the technician. So she's going to have to find another way or something. We'll see. But I do have her convinced to go get her license anyway. Just a matter of helping her do it.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah, my wife wants nothing to do with the radio. It's my hobby, and that's the way she likes it. I'm like, okay, no problem. You know, I mean, if she wants to get her license, I'll help her. I'm trying to get my buddy Pat to get his license so he could get on here and talk a little bit.
WLL Mobile.
B2HXS Mobile also heading back to my house. Go ahead, pick it up.
Good afternoon. This is Leroy, KA5WLL. Just real quick, I'm short time mobile, but Gary does post those classes a lot of times on YouTube. You'll find his YouTube site under his call sign.
I've already looked at them and probably going to go that route. She can't do it on Wednesday night, so we'll probably get her to watch it on like a Thursday night or something like that, and then take it that way after they've done them.
I'll get out of here. You gentlemen have a good afternoon. 73K5WLL.
Hi, you're welcome to join the group, Leroy.
Hey, Leroy, did you get that radio at Shelby Hamfest?
Negative, I didn't. I talked myself out of it. I'm still kind of looking. I saw a price on... I think DX Engineering is similar to that, so I'm still thinking about it.
Maybe there, if you got something that goes wrong, you got somebody you can talk to.
What radio are you looking at, Leroy?
Is it FT5D, I believe it was.
I don't know that one. I know everybody's all hot to trot for the FT991.
Is that the mobile?
Nailed. Oh, good double. Hang on, Patrick. The FT991 is an all-mode HF, VHF, UHF. I think it has... Does it have 6 meters, Patrick?
It's a dual-band handheld radio.
Yeah, I got 1HT, which is a VHF. I don't have a UHF handheld. Not a lot of activity on UHF these days.
Fact of it used to be, and I currently have the FT70. I just got to get a new battery for it. The battery's getting weak on it.
Can you say something?
Well, I was going to ask how come there isn't much more traffic on the UHF.
Don't know. I don't think UHF has as much coverage as VHF does. UHF, the higher in frequency you go, it gets a little bit more blockage.
Digital repeaters are up on UHF.
Our stuff?
Yeah, DMR. That DMR around here anyway.
That a little bit further. Go ahead, Leroy.
Jeff, around this area is not as popular because it's a lot of the older school hams are more 2 meter, and UHF didn't really come about in this area until just recently.
And I was wondering if that's what it was, and because there's some repeaters around, but you hear very little on them on the UHF.
I have not done a lot of on UHF myself, to be honest. It's just having that capability. But 146.610 used to be the emergency Aries repeater in the area until it moved over to the 547. But anyways, I'm getting ready to pull into the driveway, gentlemen. I'll talk to y'all later. 73, then I got to make another errand here in a little while. Maybe I'll catch you later on. KA5WLL, clear.
Good to talk to you, KO4HKX.
KB2HXS mobile. And I'm still in traffic. Going by the school.
I am going out with you because I'm getting close to the door up here where I got to deal with them. So I'm going to say 7-3 for now. Good to talk to you. KO4HKX. I'll be clear for now.
All right. I'll be out here for another probably 15 minutes or so while I got the ride home.
At LK Mobile.
So please repeat, you're in the noise level, KB2HXS.
For ZLK Mobile.
Oh, Shane, it's you, I'm sorry.
It's me, you're sorry, or you're just sorry?
Well, the noise I was hearing was you speaking.
I guess. I had to bump it up to high power. Patrick stepped on me, so I was going to say hello to him, too.
I was kidding with you. I said the noise I was hearing was you speaking.
I got you. Oh, good one. Yep, got you.
You are quicker than that. My goodness.
I'll be sorry.
So I thought you were a little quicker than that.
Propagation earlier this morning, it was giving me troubles. I wasn't making it, so it didn't surprise me.
Gotcha. I'm just heading home from a long day of installing. Took care of one of our good customers.
That's what you should do. And I was going to ask a question. It was a serious question, too, but I'm not sure if you'll be able to answer it or not. But you could try.
Oh, go for it.
A difference as far as between UHF and VHF, does one have more... what's the word I'm saying? What I'm trying to use. Does one have more capabilities than the other?
Well, VHF, okay, so the higher frequency you go, the shorter the wavelength, okay? VHF is 2 meters long, so a complete wavelength is 2 meters, what is that, 39 inches. So when you go up to 440, it becomes 70 centimeters, so it's a shorter wave, it's a shorter wavelength, so you get a little more blockage from time to time as you go up in frequency. That's why VHF and whatnot has better what they call penetration. You go under a bridge, you don't lose it. Not like you go under a bridge with UHF and you might lose it. Over to you.
I wondered if it was a big difference. I just don't have a lot of experience with the UHF side of it. I know there's some repeaters around, but that was a pretty good answer. I'll let you slide with that one. Go ahead, Chandler, and 4ZLK.
Roger, I'm just meeting Kim Payne with TSW up here. He's on DMR, but I'm in the mobile heading back for the house. I wanted to get on 610 just because the signal on DMR wouldn't be great to me moving. But y'all go ahead, I'll wait.
Roger. KB2HX has mobile. Yeah, I'm just, I got a few minutes to the house and I'm out. But, basically, the higher you put your antenna, VHF, UHF, FM signal basically is line of sight. The higher the antenna, the further you go, the less power. And it all depends on the quality of the coax, quality of the antenna. The higher gain antennas are very narrow band where you have, 3 dB gain antennas, a little bit wider coverage than, say, a 7 dB gain. So, just things like that. There's always a trade-off.
KG2HXS, KO4WWZ. Hey, I didn't mean to chew you out the other day. I wasn't trying to be mean or nothing. I'm sorry about that.
That's all right, Chandler. I just tried to, explain to you that, with time comes experience, and you got to be very careful how you talk on the repeaters and if there's something, if there's a situation going on that people need to step down for a minute while something is happening or whatnot, then it has to be done cautiously, I guess, or diplomatically.
I will definitely keep that in mind. Just there's ever a situation to arise on 610 like that again. I'll definitely keep that in mind. Thank you for that.
That's okay. Sometimes it's good to do more listening, and you know, courteousness is always good. You know, ham radio, it's not CB. You know, it's a little bit more grown up here. Well, I don't know. I'm not grown up. My wife says I may look like it, but I'm, you know, she tells my grandkids, you know, he may not act it, but he is a grown up.
Same thing here. I think what happens is we grow into doing more adult things, but we never actually grow up. We just grow into maturity and being responsible, but we never actually lose the inner child inside of us.
That's right. Go ahead, Shane. I'm gonna duck out. I'm pulling on my street here. I will catch you later. N4ZLKKB2HXS, y'all.
73, sir. Have a good day.
NKO4PXB about being an adult.
Go ahead, guy. I'm still here.
4PXB, this is Lloyd. Yeah, my wife says this all the time, that I'm an adult by technicality.
We had the grandkids over one day, and out of the mouth of my wife, she goes, you know, Pop may not look it, or he may not act it, but he is an adult. I'm like, oh my God. I'm out. KB2HXS, I'm home.
Okay, KF4DOS.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was talking to Jimmy earlier about my air conditioning unit. I got it all working. It's all good.
What was it, a capacitor?
No, it wasn't. It was a little low on Freon.
Okay. Yeah, he mentioned something about your blower motor or something. If you were the person he was talking about. Hey, no problem.
They did mention that, but he told me to turn the fan on and make sure I had plenty of airflow. And it, I turned that fan on, and it's just working fine. And it's just a little low on Freon. Over.
All right, just be careful juicing it up.
Appreciate it. I'm not going to do it. My neighbor does that for, you know, he installs those units for a living. And I'm going to get him to come by and with his stuff and do his heat.
All righty. Well, hey, Jimmy and I just got done doing an install ourselves. All right, gentlemen, I'm out. KB2HXS Mobile. Go ahead, Shane, if you're still in there. Take it.
Day and I'm about to detonate too. Hello, Lloyd. See you, Chandler. Hello, Gary. See you, Gary. Y'all have a good day. I'm out too. N4ZLK.
Hey, Gary, real quick, KO4WWZ. I got something to tell you. Myself a truck.
Already got you one.
But here's the real kicker. You're going to make fun of me. It is a 1980 Ford F-150 with a 361 Big Block V8.
But, I pick it Champ because he drives that old Dodge. But glad you got your truck. Hope it works out real well for you.
Me too. I'm hoping that I can get all the work I need to get done to it and be able to drive it for a lifetime. I'll probably have to do an engine swap eventually, but I'm hoping it lasts me a long time. But thank you, Gary. How have you been doing lately, if you have time?
Chandler's been busy. Lloyd, I don't mean to jump into the conversation and hog the repeater. But anyway, just wanted to put my apologies in there. Chandler, I'm glad you got your Ford 150. I hope it does you well. My 96 has got 321,000 on it. It's the big block, the 7.4 or 454, however you want to word that. And like I said, I get it anywhere, so I hope yours does as good as mine does.
The only good thing you can say about a Chevy is it's the most dependable, longest-lasting truck on the road. With that, I'll throw it back to you, Lloyd.
like everybody's gone, but me and you, and I've arrived here at the house and put my truck in his favorite parking spot. I'm going to jump out and run in the house and see what else I got to do. You take care. Be careful out there on the road, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. KO4WWZ, KI4DOS, mobile clear.
Roger that, Sergeant 3, Gary, and hope you can make it to the meeting tonight.
I don't know what time it is, but it's almost 5 o'clock, so I'll have to run in, take a shower, and I may head that way.
I think it starts at 7 as it usually does. I'll shoot you a text and let you know for sure. KO4WWZ, I'll be standing by. Have a good day, Gary.
Okay, Chandler, don't worry about the text. I got an email from Mandel and them and about the meeting tonight, so it does start at 7, so I'll see you. Hopefully I'll see you over there. I'll put it that way. KO4WWZ, KI4DOS, mobile clear.
WTQ. For CBA mobile. KO4WTQ mobile.
Go ahead, CQ. It's KO4WWZ. And, hello, Dave. Nice to meet you, Greg. Is everything okay, sir? Making it into the theaters very well. Dave, can you hear anything you're saying?
In and out, so it's kind of difficult to copy. I didn't try to hit the reverse and see if I could copy him on the reverse.
Go ahead and try that. I ain't got a reverse on the radio in the car. God damn.
Can't hear him on the reverse, KB4CVA.
KO4WWZ.
Oh, it's a little bit easier to work that way, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Phone call real quick. I'll get back with you in a minute. KN4GFW clear.
Roger, roger. Dave, you still in there? KO4WWZ.
WZ, KB4CBA, I'm still here, just moseying along, head back to the house, finished another tennis match, and looks like, these clouds, looks like the bottom's getting ready to fall out.
I've seen that too. I think it's going to rain. Hey, sorry if you heard anything in that last transmission. I was, like, having to apply my brakes very hard, and it scared me.
Anything? So, if you had any comments there, they were to yourself. Yeah, been there, done that. Oh, mate. And that's one thing that working on cars, I don't understand why they use a vacuum boost on brakes when the hydro boost is a lot more effective. I mean, it'll stop a car a heck of a lot faster than a vacuum booster will, and I don't understand why they don't put them on cars, but they don't. And I had a 96 Mustang, and man, that thing would throw you through the windshield with your seatbelt on. It stopped so fast.
Yeah, I don't know about a 96. I know one thing, I definitely like the 91 model. working with Mustangs. That's those old Fox body Mustangs. You can't go wrong with those.
Those two. Had a 90, 5.05 speed. And I drove it until I got the 96. The 96 was the first year they came out with a 4.6 liter in the overhead cam and the 5.0 and, or in the GT, I'm sorry. And it was a 281 block. And why they put a 281 instead of using their 283 block, I'll never know. That just doesn't make a lick of sense. Why would you have to redo all your tooling and everything when you've got a good platform with that 283? I mean, what was it they had? 289? Ah, heck. I don't remember. I think, yeah, it was Ford made a 289. Anyway, but anyway, I guess that's a discussion for another time.
Well, you're going to be shocked. I bought myself a 1980 Ford F-100 with a 3061 big block V8 yesterday.
That's awesome, man. Do you know if that's a 351 Cleveland or a Windsor?
Sure, but I think it's a Cleveland. I'm going to look when I get home.
Remember, I'll tell the difference.
Thinking it says Cleveland on the top of it, where you got the little round thing on the top of the engine.
Way to tell. I just can't remember. It's been so long. But you can look online, it'll tell you how to identify. Just Google it. Google and know. And being a Ford mechanic, I'm ashamed to say I just don't remember. that's pretty bad.
Hey, it's an older truck. It happens. Now, one day you want to swap the engine out with a newer, let me just say a lesser used 351 Z8.
You know, you can go to LKQ and they'll sell you an engine and give you a warranty. You know, 6 months or a year or 2 years, whatever. And we used to use LKQ a lot, and whatever it was before, it was LKQ. They came in and bought a lot of junkyards. They own that junkyards nationwide. The nice thing about using them is they're networked nationwide, so if there's a car in California and you need it, they'll have it shipped. And if nobody around here has it, that's a good thing. They can look and see all the other inventory all over the country.
I'm hoping that they have one.
I'm in the driveway. It is raining over here in Taylor. It's just a light rain. And I guess that gives me an excuse not to cut the grass. But if it stops, I did find out my mower will cut wet grass and not clog up. It's amazing. It's a Honda. It's got this dual blade system that helps throw the grass up into the bagger. So, and it's a push mower, but it does not clog up in wet grass. It's really amazing.
That's really good. Just make sure that when you cut the grass, it doesn't bunch up in a bunch of clumps off in the yard. We've had that happen to us multiple times.
The bagger for, and now it's getting heavy. Heavy rain. I'm gonna pull in the garage and get my pony out of the rain here. But anyway, you have a good day. I'm gonna jump out of here and go in the house and cool off and get cleaned up. Anyway, 73's KB4 CPA.
73, sir. It was a pleasure talking to you. Hope to catch you on the radio again soon. KFWWZ, I'm on the side of this
one. KFW Mobile. JCA monitoring.
And Richard, it's taken me an hour to get halfway home.
Ashley left Spartanburg. She had to go to the orthopedic over there, and she left, and they saw the accident when they went over there, so they decided, they came back 29, and they came straight home. They didn't run into any problems.
On 29, there's a little side street to take me over to 29, and it was a wreck, and then they got on 29, and it was a wreck, and then I got over by the mall, and it was a wreck, and then I just come by the here at Interstate and 29, and it was a wreck, and then it's like, really, it's just been an uphill battle to get home.
You need a car that flies or a helicopter, you can go to and from work.
On that one, and then it's all because there was somebody dropped a 55-gallon barrel of cloth dye onto the interstate, and it went everywhere, so they must be trying to clean it up. I see it's, the interstate's closed both ways. Right now, it's backed up bad.
Well, I'm looking out my front door camera, and it looks like it's getting ready to, like, pour down heavy.
Stormy way back to down towards the south, sure enough.
Not any kind of chemical spill per se, or that's dangerous, and maybe the rain will help clear some of that powder or whatever that dye is up.
They showed on the news, you know, I saw a bunch of vehicles that ran through it. I guess it was like a water type dye, but it probably didn't do your car any good.
Okay. There's no way for me to annotate it in here, but there are, like, one repeater I took out because I saw the comments and read it's no longer on the North Carolina system, but there's a couple that are up that are at a lower elevation until it gets put to its permanent spot, but we'll have to follow that closely to see when they update it. The frequency shouldn't change, it's just I want to make sure that the actual location name doesn't change.
I saw that when I was looking on the PRN site.
Like, I'm up to Raleigh right now, and that's back on, but it's at a temporary tower at 300 feet. And then it says Richland is currently not connected, but I don't know if that's just down for repair or what. And then the King repeater is no longer on there.
DMR repeaters.
Yeah, what I'm doing is I'm actually, I started with DMR, so I'm breaking them down into Excel spreadsheets, all the North Carolina DMR, and then all the South Carolina DMR, then I'm going to do all the North Carolina VHF, South Carolina VHF, and then I'll do the same thing with UHF, and then that way I'll have them separate in an Excel spreadsheet, and it'll be easier to merge.
You think 48 more states and you'll be done?
Trust me, I'm not traveling soon. I'm going to work on North Carolina and South Carolina. And I might do a little bit of the eastern side of Georgia for some people that like travel over near Anderson and Aiken and stuff like that. But I figure if I get them all programmed in, if people need help with a code plug for the 878 or the 578, I'll be able to help them.
You'd be greatly appreciative of that, because they're like me learning. I know you really helped me out a lot.
Yep, so we'll have to see what happens. I think I heard Patrick on here one time today,
But then again, I didn't realize I had the volume turned way down low. So I heard him on, besides this morning, I heard him on one other time, KA3DACA Friday.
DFW, yeah, I heard him here this afternoon. And that when I first got on, but he was carrying on a conversation. I didn't interrupt him, and then Chandler got on the DMR, so I went and talked to him.
At least now I'm more impressed, because when I first got on it, before I met you and Patrick and Chandler with DMR, I tell you what, I was a little worried there, because, I mean, I kept trying and trying, Spartanburg and PRN, and nobody was coming back, and I'm like, but it's all of a sudden, like the weekend of Shelby, man, the activity of our DMR has picked up dramatically.
Serious learning curve, you know what I mean? But a lot of people are going that way, and as long as the internet holds up, you're good to go.
I know I told you about the thing this morning. We were talking, and I had to jump off because I missed the morning crew, but there was a gentleman that I guess is still part of the repeater committee that was telling us that there's a room on Paris Mountain, and I guess the repeater committee has expressed an interest, but I'm going to get up with Johnny and try to give him the information that I got, and if the club is seriously interested, maybe I can help spearhead a fundraiser for the those that are on DMR that would like to get on there and try it.
To try.
Do much from my being confined to the bed, but I can sure get on the radio and talk to people. So, all righty. Well, Sally just come in here and she wants to talk, so she just got off work. So I'm going to go chat with her, and I'll catch you later. KA3JCA.
I'm Sally, 73 Richard, and I'll catch up with you later. KN4TFW.
KA4JCA for her. So, all righty, sir. 73, KA3JCA.